Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord. During Christmas we celebrate the birth of Christ, the Word made flesh, the Incarnation, and at the Epiphany we celebrate the manifestation of the Incarnation to the Gentiles, to all the nations. We celebrate the great lengths God will go to make His Son known and available to all people so they can receive salvation and new life. We hear St. Matthew tell us about these mysterious magi from the east, the wise men who are spurred to action by the appearance of a star marking the birth of the King of the Jews. These wise men were seekers of the truth, philosophers, gazers at the heavens. Philosophy or scientific discovery can be great tools in helping one understand the truth about things and move us to deeper truths about God found in Holy Scripture, which ultimately embody the full revelation of God in Christ Jesus. God sees an opportunity to connect with people. He sees these stargazers and he meets them where they live. And they have the wisdom to understand that an invitation has been given to them in the sign of a star. They understand that a king has been born and accept God's invitation to meet him. Moving out of their comfort zones, they travel outside the protection of their own land. But philosophy and science can only get us so far. Thinking the King of the Jews would be born at King Herod's palace, they went to Jerusalem. For them to get to Bethlehem and to the Christ child, they will have to be guided by the Holy Scriptures. The chief priests and scribes educated them about the Messiah being born in the little town of Bethlehem. Now it's ironic that the chief priests and scribes do nothing to seek out Jesus. They are the experts of Holy Scripture, yet they, along with Herod, do nothing. Understanding Scripture isn't enough. Herod and the powerful elite respond to Jesus' coming not with joy, but with fear. They are afraid the child will grow up to overthrow them. And so Herod hypocritically tells the Magi he wants to worship Jesus. But now if you've read a little further along in Matthew, you know that this is not true. He only wants to harm the child. The Christ child was a threat to Herod's power, his control. But then we hear from St. Matthew something that is somewhat strange. He says that all of Jerusalem was afraid too. What would a new king mean for them and their lives? For the oppressed, didn't matter who was on top. They knew it couldn't be good news for them. What would Herod do to stay in power? And at what cost to the oppressed? How would they be affected? Conflict between rival earthly kings could only mean trouble for those who were under Herod's oppressive power. It is the Gentile wise men that respond to God's action, seeking out the newborn king and worshiping him with joy. Following God, worshiping him is more than saying that I came to church on Sunday. Following God involves action. It involves change. As baptized believers of Jesus Christ, we have been enlightened to follow Jesus. We have been transformed by His presence. Through God's grace and Jesus who entered into our world, we are empowered for action. On this Sunday, the Epiphany of our Lord, we are reminded that God fulfills His promises. God has made His presence known in His Son and the Word made flesh. Through a star in Holy Scripture, the manifestation of God comes to all people. God's salvation comes to all people from a child born in Bethlehem. The Magi's journey to Bethlehem is a response to God's salvation. Their response is a fulfillment of the pilgrimage of all nations to God as an eschatological event. To confess that Jesus is the Messiah or Christ is to confess that the reality of God's salvation for all people has begun and is happening now. Through Jesus, walls of race and culture are torn down. And like the Magi, we are called to act, not just to hear the Word of God. We are called to move out of our comfort zones and follow Christ. We are called to follow the light of the world, Jesus Christ, and look at others with the eyes of Christ. Matthew says, on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. And opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These are appropriate gifts for the one named Jesus, who means the Lord saves. The prophet Isaiah mentions gold and incense as gifts of homage that the Gentiles will place before the God of Israel. In these gifts, we see three aspects of Christ. Gold points to Him as the King of Kings. Frankincense to His divinity as the Son of God. And myrrh mysteriously points to His passion, reminding us that this baby in a manger will grow up and die on the cross to save the world. For God held nothing back to redeem His people. And notice how the wise men's story ends. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Now it's significant that the wise men did not stay in Bethlehem. They went back home, back to their own country. Apparently God did not mean for them to never return. They are called to return home, becoming an outpost, a beacon, a witness to the joy that they have experienced. And so we too are called to leave this place, to tell others about Christ, a journey by another road, to live another way than the world lives. The kingdom of God is indeed a journey by another road, another way than the world's road that leads to dead-end streets, destruction, self-delusionment, death. The path we take is the road that leads to Christ. It is a road where we journey with Christ to find Him. It is a road that leads to eternal life with Jesus now and forever. And as followers of Jesus, we may find we may become strangers in our own homes. I'm sure the wise men were tempted at times to fall back into their old habits. I'm sure there were folks who wanted to stop them from witnessing to Christ. Life may not have been easy for them. But the power of the gospel that lived deep within their hearts had changed them. They couldn't go back. They were lovers of the truth. And when they saw the truth in the face of a child in a manger, all things had changed. They had changed. They could not go back to the way things were. They had seen and felt and experienced too much. The power of gospel in their lives was too strong to be silenced. And so it is with us. Those Gentiles. We too go out of Bethlehem, out of this church. We have experienced the birth of Christ within us through word and sacrament. We have gazed upon Christ at his manger, at the Lord's table, and received him with open hands and open hearts of joy. And we return back into our day-to-day routine, back into our day-to-day lives outside of this place, bringing the message of Emmanuel, God is with us, so that others too can journey by another road, a road that leads to abundant eternal life with God. Amen.